because the audio is for the microphone's coming out of the monitors for some reason. Even if I turn the monitors all the way down. Testing, 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 testing. That's bizarre. All right, well, we're going to... I guess we'll...
Put me on.
Sorry, there's...
And I'm on too. Hello.
Huh. That's weird. Hey, we're up a little higher.
Wait, I think it's only your mic coming through the monitors.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Here, you try and talk.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello.
Through. It's both.
No.
Testing, testing. I've never had that happen. Usually, you turn the mics on, and they should not come through the monitors. But
maybe are we on some kind of preview mode?
That's what I'm checking.
People gotta stop messing around. You know, they're always messing around out here. And, you know, it is our show, Technical Difficulties. This is WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Technical Difficulties. I'm your ultimate host, Alexander Andrews. And with me today, we have Matt Gerber.
What up, what up, what up? Sorry for the very poor sound quality today and the possible...
I'm hearing the hissing.
Yeah, a lot of feedback we're getting here.
We'll figure it out while we're off air.
You're right. Let's jump into our first song. This one's called Galaxies by Laura Veers. Alex, you added this song, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I found it on YouTube randomly. Like, it was in some random video I watched on YouTube, because that's what I did this weekend. And I really liked it.
This is still... Yep. Still... Yep. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's jump right in, and we'll come back, and we'll try and figure that out during the break. All right.
When you say
galaxies pour down my cheeks, galaxies.
And we are back. Once again, that was Galaxies by Laura Veras. I really like that song, Alex.
Oh, thank you.
Still working on those technical difficulties. Sorry, guys, for that. I know it probably doesn't sound too great right now because our audio is coming through both, which is very weird.
Yeah. But, you know, there's always people messing around out here.
How's the sound right now? Nope. That's nope. Still very bad. Okay.
I don't even think I have anything coming through my headphones right now. But I could be wrong. It's hard to...
How's that?
Okay, I have you in my headphones. I can have myself in my ears, too. Nope, I'm here.
Oh, that's really bad.
Hello. Can you hear me in the room? Take off your headphones. Hello. 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 Okay, so I'm no longer in the room, I don't think.
No, you are.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, while Matt Gerber's working on this, I'll work on the PSAs, so that way I can keep talking and we can keep testing out this audio. I gotta first find a PSA to read. Don't worry, I'll find a PSA. All right, couldn't find any PSAs, so while Matt Gerber figures everything out, I will come up with one off the top of my head. This Thanksgiving, when you are about to deep fry a chicken, well, deep fry your turkey, make sure you do it outside. Frying oil can unexpectedly splatter out, land into your heating element, and begin to burn. If the burning is inside your house, something inside your house will most likely light on fire. So I recommend being in your backyard or your neighbor's backyard to do your turkeys. Another important note, make sure your turkey is dry. Because, well, the outside is dry. Like, don't have water droplets on it. Because when the water goes into the oil... Oh, I'm really loud in my... Oh, ow.
Sorry.
That's okay. You can turn me back up. I like hearing myself. Hello, myself. When the water on the splash in oil and it evaporates inside, and when it evaporates inside the oil, it'll bring oil up and out and into the air. And then when it's in the air, especially if there's a lot of spillage too, because you just dunked that turkey in really well, getting in there quick, getting it fried up well, now there's going to be splash and there's going to be oil in the air and it's all going to combust and you can get some serious injuries. So make sure you don't want to be aggressive when you drop the turkey into your deep fried oil. Another thing, make sure your turkey is room temperature. I think that's important. I don't know why, but also, you know, better cooking. Like if you cook something from room temperature instead of frozen, I don't know, for some reason cooking, I think maybe because you get some instant evaporation, but when you cook something from frozen instead of cooking it from room temperature, it just doesn't turn out as well, and I don't like it as much. Another important point of eating your chicken, make sure if you have some kind of raw stuffing, like stuffing that has, I don't know, some kind of meat juices in it, just sticking it in the turkey at the end of your turkey's cook will not heat it up well enough to ensure that you don't get any foodborne illnesses. Make sure your stuffing and whatever stuff you're stuffing inside is pre-cooked a little bit. Otherwise, you might run into some trouble there, and that would not be good for your health or your diet. You know, also, eat your food slowly. You know, it's a relaxed event. You know, you want to taste all these good foods, but these foods, although taste good, they could also be bad for you. So, you know, and you also got to think about yourself the next day. How are you going to feel if you ate, you know, 6 slices of pumpkin pie? I don't think you'd be very happy. I can't hear myself, but if it's working, it's fine. And so I don't think that is something you'll want to do. And I would try to avoid the possibility of that happening. You know, when you're enjoying your turkey day, you know, pay respects to the animals. Try not to throw out your food, you know. Food, you know, you have all these food safety people say, oh, food's not good, you got to throw it away. Now, food will stay good in your fridge for a while. So, you know, keep eating that turkey meal day for the next 2, maybe 3 days. It makes a good lunch, a good snack, you know, some good mashed potatoes. You can eat those cold. You know, turkey, you throw it on a slice of bread or a biscuit, and you got a turkey sandwich. And if you don't like turkey, well, and you're vegan, well, that's okay. If you're invited to someone's turkey day feast and you're a vegan and you get there and everyone's eating turkey, well, don't be offended. It's nothing against you. You might want to told your host that you were a vegan and you would like some kind of vegan alternative, or bring your own food, because, you know, not everyone's going to remember that. Like, there's no reason, you know, especially if you have food allergies, make sure you tell your host beforehand. Don't show up and be like, oh, everything is breaded, I can't eat it, I'm gluten intolerant. Well, you just fucked up. Nope. Mute me. All right, we got it. Hopefully. I feel like you would. I should have touched that a couple times. Well, it's too late now.
Yeah.
Can we fix the problem?
No. Connor's on his way, so it'll be fixed then.
Why is it only your mic?
I think it's...
Oh, because you're closer to the monitors.
Yeah. So it's really picking up. Sorry about this, guys. Thank you for
doing this.
For filling there.
Oh, yeah. No, I can talk endlessly about whatever topics I need to talk about.
Connor Winarschik, WJRH, general manager,
engineer supreme,
is on his way to help us figure some stuff out. But I guess we can jump into another song.
Yeah, I agree.
So this is a song, it's a new Billie Eilish song.
Oh, new Billie Eilish.
Yeah, I like it. It's called Everything I Wanted.
Is it just a single?
I believe so.
Yeah, it looks like it. Apparently, there's a version of Bad Guy with Justin Bieber.
There is. I like it. I'm not afraid to admit.
Ah. There's this kid named Chris Sang on the Frisbee team. And at one party, he was like, I hate everything that Justin Bieber makes. And then, like, later on, there's a song by Justin Bieber. He's like, oh, who made this song? I really like it. And then someone's like, oh, it's Justin Bieber. And he's like, oh, I hate it.
all right, let's jump right into it. Here's Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish.
I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. Not what you think. And if I'm being honest, it might have been a nightmare to anyone who might care. Thought I could fly, so I stepped off the golden. Nobody cried. Nobody even noticed. I saw them standing right there. Kinda thought they might care. I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. But when I wake up, I see you.
We are back once again. That was Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish.
That was very like super low and slow.
Yeah, I like it.
You like it?
I do. I really like that song.
I think it's okay that you like it.
Thanks. Once again, sorry about the bad. It seems to be a little bit better.
Huh.
Nope, just kidding.
You just have to keep your voice low. You can't be getting too loud. Oh, Connor's here.
Oh,
he's arrived. Connor, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, everybody. I'm Connor. I'm nobody special.
That's not true. He's very special.
He's very good at behind the radio scenes. I don't know if he's a radio man, though. He doesn't have the radio voice. But we're going to let him take over. Why don't we get into our next song and hope he can work his magic on the board here. Should I keep talking so he can tell that I'm going through the monitors? Or
I think you can probably tell.
What do you want me to do, Connor?
What's the issue?
So it's like it's coming. You can kind of hear it. Like it's coming through. The mic is coming through the monitors, so it's giving us feedback. But like it's not. We can't adjust the monitors.
Yeah.
I know that this could be loud enough to do feedback.
Connor's currently going to the other room. I don't really know what he's doing in there. But I can't see him. And we're going
to... Oh, my God.
He fixed it.
He fixed it.
Yeah, that was just too loud.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so was our voice just coming through that, the sound system in there?
Huh. I could have sworn it was coming through here, but that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Wow. Connor's making us look dumb right now.
Okay, I didn't even know there really was sounds going on in that room.
I forgot that it was in there. And I guess we usually have the door.
Probably have to shut the door. But that's okay. Thank you, Connor. Thank you for taking your time out of your day.
Yeah.
Walking on over here, getting some exercise. Connor. And now we're back to good old broadcasting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Professional college radio.
Very professional, yes, clearly.
Yeah, you gotta tighten that mic a little bit if you want to.
All right. What's the next song, Alex?
Let's play It's Okay by Land of Talk. The song, emotional. If you're prone to crying, don't listen.
Ah, okay.
And it's 5 minutes long, or 4 minutes and 54 seconds. So it's a bit of a longer song.
Alrighty. Well, let's jump right into it.
It's so
And we are back once again. That was It's Okay by Land of Talk. I like that song. Once again, thank you for sticking with us through
that technical feedback. Difficulties.
If you want to know why it happened, so we're in the studio right now, and we have the door open. And in the main area of the station, there are monitors, so you can hear what's going on. When you're just chilling in the radio station, you can hear the live broadcast. Turns out, the combination of the fact that our door is open because it's really hot in here today,
and
I guess they're a little bit louder than normal than they usually are. That's actually what was giving us the feedback. They were coming from all the way from the other room, which I would have never thought of because it really sounded like they were coming from these monitors, but they were not.
Yeah, well, I guess they're probably getting picked up by our mics into. Well, actually, yeah, I don't know. It was really loud.
Yeah. Anyways, I apologize for that. We're gonna move on with this great show.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go for it, of course.
All right, so my mom recently got her first smartphone, a nice iPhone. I think she got a 10. And now she's using emojis every single text.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, well, I'm like, oh, mom, you're embarrassing me.
You should tell her to get a Bitmoji.
A Bitmoji? Do you have a Bitmoji? I don't even have Bitmoji.
You don't have a Bitmoji?
No, I like making the characters, but I don't... Like, I like go on the creation, and I just make, like, ugly people. Like, people with crazy hair and stuff, but... and I make my friends, but I don't have a Bitmoji.
You should go on.
It's kind of like a me, you know? It's just playing around with the way they look.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
Have you, smooth transition here, big Frozen fan?
No. Well, actually, okay, fun fact, I saw Frozen on Broadway, and I've also seen the movie.
That's pretty fun. Yeah. How was it on Broadway?
It's pretty okay. There were some funny jokes.
Oh, yeah?
But, like, you know, they had the adult jokes in there, but it is still a kid's play, and I don't think it logically makes a lot of sense. Everyone's like, oh, we love, is Elsa the older sister?
Yes.
We love Elsa when she freezes the town and then runs away and isn't very good ruler. Maybe that changes in Frozen 2.
Not entirely. Somewhat. I saw it on Friday.
Oh, in theaters.
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Oh, you're a big fan. Do you let it go? Let it go.
All day.
Oh, damn.
I went to see the second one on Friday. I thought it was even better than the first, and I love the first one. I think it's one of the best Disney. It's certainly, I think, the best Disney princess movie.
Uh-huh.
But I think it is one of my favorite Disney movies, period.
I do like the Love's True Quick Kiss. It's her sister's kiss.
Right.
It's good stuff in there.
Yeah. Second one was great. I got a song from the second one, but it's a cover. It's a Weezer cover of one of the songs. They put out the album, you know, the soundtrack for the movie, and they had a few covers.
It's interesting.
Coming from different, so there was a Panic at the Disco one, there was a Casey Musgraves one, but this one is by Weezer, and I think it's from my favorite song, one of my favorite songs in the movie, it's a lot of fun, so you should see it. Okay. You might like it.
Or maybe I'll watch it when it comes out on... like Netflix. Actually, it won't go on Netflix anymore.
Probably not.
But maybe when it goes out on thepiratesbay.org.
you mean totallylegalmovies.org, right?
Totallylegalmovies.com.
Right, of course.
.com.
Pirates Bay.
Or .us. we do not endorse pirating of films. It is a major crime.
It is.
Here, wait, let me give you a quick PSA. Film... Let's see.
I remember when you were a kid and you would watch like DVDs and stuff, they would always have that blue screen that came up at the beginning that was like piracy is a punishable crime or whatever. And it would always scare me. I mean, not like I was pirating movies when I was 8, but it would always kind of scare me because it's like, oh, like, you know, you're sitting down, you're trying to watch like Lilo and Stitch or something. And at the beginning, it's like talking about punishable crimes, and you're like, oh, yes. This isn't what I expected.
Oh, you got the blue. You want the blue one? Here it is.
That's the one. It's got the emblem thing on it.
I feel like I haven't really seen that recently. The unauthorized reproduction or distribution of this copyrighted work is illegal. Criminal copyright infringement, including infringement without monetary gain, is investigated by the FBI and is punished by up to 5 years in federal prison and a fine of $250,000. Also, fun fact, when teachers would bring their DVDs in and show them in class, that is technically illegal.
Really? Why is that?
Because it's like you're distributing the film. Because like you have the license to watch it privately, not publicly.
Mm.
And I was reading a movie case in class. For some reason, I had it. And I was like, oh.
Breaking the law right now.
You're breaking the law. I gotta call the FBI.
I don't know. Don't pirate movies. I feel like anyone who pirates movies. Do you pirate movies?
Maybe.
Kind of mind.
Well, because like, you know, I have Netflix, I have Hulu, but like, if they're not on there, and also like a lot of these movies aren't streaming anymore, so where am I supposed to watch
them?
That's fair. I'm not gonna spend $20 on a movie I don't even know if I like.
Right. That's fair. Anyways, this is called Lost in the Woods. It's by Weezer, but it's from Frozen 2. Kristoff sings it. It's my favorite character, okay. Kristoff.
Wait, so is Kristoff singing it in the Weezer version or just in the actual?
In the actual version.
Okay.
In the movie, it's him. It's Kristoff singing. But then in the credits, they're like, oh, here's some Weezer for you.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, I'm all about that.
That is pretty cool.
So, anywho, here it is. This is Lost in the Woods.
By Weezer.
Path in mine, I'm left behind, wondering if I should follow. You had to go, and of course it's always fine. I probably could catch up with you tomorrow.
We are back once again. That was Into the Woods. Sorry, Lost, not Into the Woods. Lost in the Woods by Weezer from Frozen 2. Everyone go see Frozen 2.
Go give money to the massive Disney Corporation.
Yes,
but only if you want to. Do you think the movie had some good themes for the children?
I really do, yeah. I think they had some really good themes.
That's good. Like, it was friendly to people who... Was it anti-communist?
Was it anti-communist? You know what? No.
Oh, that's not very good.
I wouldn't say it's pro-com.
I don't think I'll take my children to see this film now.
That was great. You should see it. Okay. What, you have a good weekend, Alex?
I had a pretty good weekend. What about you?
Good, good. Went to the game?
I did not go to the game.
I know. I saw you at the tailgate, though.
Yeah, I was at the tailgate. I stopped by. I said hi. We got a message about the show. No. Yes. Maybe.
No, what? Okay. Sorry.
Okay, I was just making sure, you know, there wasn't anything.
No, right. We're good. We're good.
Yeah, so I went to the tailgate, but I did not go to the game to itself. Did you enjoy the game? Did you go crazy when we won?
Yeah, it was very exciting. It was cool to be there. I actually had fun in a football game for once, which was, you know,
rare.
Yeah, honestly.
Did you run out onto the field?
No.
You didn't. You stayed in your seat.
I didn't stay like sitting, but I don't need to injure myself running out onto the field like a hooligan.
Hey, my girlfriend ran out. Are you calling my girlfriend a hooligan?
Yes, I know. You know, it's funny. I was sitting in the stands. I mean, obviously in the stands, and she walked past, like a few times. And it, like, I don't know where she's going back and forth. I don't know. But every time she did, I was like, Leah and I were sitting next to her. We were like, oh, Hannah. She's like, exciting. But yeah, it was cool. We won for the first time in 5 years. Can you believe that? They haven't won when you're here.
Yeah.
And they haven't won when I'm here.
And now they have won.
But now they have, for both of us.
Yeah. Well, I think I might be a bad luck charm because my high school team did not win. They lost almost every single game.
Oh, wow.
Of football when I was there. And then the year after I graduated, they went to States.
Mm.
So I think I might just be a bad football luck.
But hey, you're still here.
Still here. Well, like, you know, I'm like kind of here. I'm only taking 3 classes.
Mm.
Am I really here?
I don't know. What are you playing, Super Smash Brothers over there? What'd you get? What spirit did you just get?
Well, I didn't get it. It's the Grookey, Scorbunny, and Sobble event. Well, it's like the new Pokemon game.
It was close. One of those event. Pronunciations was right, but okay.
What? Sobble? What did I say? Sobble?
Yeah.
What about Grookey?
It's Grookey.
Grookey.
These are the starter Pokemon in Pokemon Sword and Shield.
But. Yeah, and if you want to know what they look like, there's like a cartoon bunny rabbit with red ears. A monkey, cute dog creature, and a blue thing with tiny arms.
If you were to pick, which one do you think I chose, if you don't know?
I think you took Grookey.
I did. Grookey gang all the way.
Huh. Isn't it?
Very excited about Grookey. Got to its final evolution.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. You satisfied?
Rillaboom.
Do you name your Pokemons?
No.
Oh, why not?
For two reasons.
Oh.
Two reasons I don't give my Pokemon nickname. Because one, I don't really know that many names of Pokemon, like off the top of my head, or at least I didn't before I started playing this game. And so I'm trying to learn the names of them, and so if I give them nicknames, I'm not going to be seeing their names as much, and so then I won't learn the name.
Yeah.
Reason two is as soon as I give one a creative name, I'm going to have to feel like I have to give them all creative names.
Yeah.
And that's never going to happen.
You know, you got to catch them all and name them all. Ooh, I have the hiccups.
I don't have confidence in myself that I could come up with that many.
You can always just start naming them alphabetically, like, oh, this one's A, this one's B, this one's C. My D is really good.
All right.
E isn't so good.
Let's move on to the next song. What's your song there?
It's 1251 by The Strokes.
Ah.
Fun fact, I could play, I think it's the lead part on guitar and the bass of this song. But I cannot play the rhythm section. But maybe I can't even play the whole... I don't know if I can play the whole guitar part. But I can play, like, part of it. That's all that matters.
All right, let's jump right in. That was a short song. I was not prepared. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So it's she's like do-do-do-do-do.
That was 12:51 by the Strokes. Is that a time? It looks like a time.
I think it is a time. I don't know the story behind the song title. And I don't really know what the lyrics are in 12:51, but yeah. So, you know. Ooh, so see if Google has anything. Oh, there's a whole Wikipedia page about one single song. And it doesn't say on Wikipedia why it's called 1251. Oh, maybe the Genius page will tell us. I really like genius.com.
For all your lyrical needs?
Yeah. They say frontman Julian Casablancas said 1251 was about the moment right before you go to sleep.
Ah. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Oh, lead guitarist Nick Valenci managed to painstakingly create the sound of a synthesized keyboard with his guitar for this song.
Cool.
And then he said, why don't you just play the keyboard? Someone said to him.
Maybe he didn't know how.
Maybe. You know, it's a different instrument. Yeah, different hand movements.
Right, right.
What do you got up for us?
I got a song. I got this song by this guy, Joe. I've played a song by him before.
I feel like I remember the name.
It's Joe Keery from Stranger Things.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
But he put out an album recently called 2020.
He's the guy with the long hair who works at the ice cream store, right?
Yes, okay. Yes. He plays Steve Harrington on one Stranger Things.
One? Well, there's three Stranger Things.
Yes, there.
Because it's one, two, and three. That's okay. You think they're going to make a fourth?
Yes.
Really?
They already said they're going to make a fourth, yes.
I feel like I don't need a fourth. I was kind of done after the second one.
Really? I enjoyed the third one a lot.
I think the third one was pretty good. Although I think some of the character choices were... It's like not... You know, I've talked to you about my thoughts on Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I really did enjoy Stranger Things 1, though.
Yeah, I like that. I think they like the second one the best. Mm. Second season the best. But yeah, this is his band called Joe, or his project, or whatever you want to call it. I was watching a video of them perform live the other day.
Yeah.
It's kind of the funniest thing, because they all, like, I mean, he's got long hair, but now he's got, like, a mustache, whatever, and he wears, like, big, thick, round sunglasses. And wears, like, turtlenecks and stuff. He's got this whole, like, aesthetic thing going on. But there's, like, five guys in the band, and they all dress exactly like that. So they all look like him. like, you know, like, covering their face, and they have, like, a wig on and everything. It's so funny. I don't know. It was really entertaining. But this is the song called Lies. Actually, I think this is going to be our last song of the night, because we're running out of time here, and this is our last song on the playlist. But yeah, this is called Personal Lies. It's from their album 2020. I really like it. It's one of my favorite albums of the year, I would have to say. That's all I got to say on that.
That's all you got to say on that.
That's the that on that, as they say.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone says that.
That's all I have to say about that. Isn't that from Forrest Gump? Forrest Gump says something like that.
I don't know.
Have you ever seen Forrest Gump?
I've seen it years ago, yeah.
It's a good movie. I recommend it. All you Forrest Gump listeners out there. Also, I recommend Good Will Hunting. Have you seen Good Will Hunting?
I have not.
I recommend Good Will Hunting. I also recommend Kung Fu Hustle. And that's all I got right now. Come back next time for more movie recommendations.
Okay, cool.
Let's get it.
We'll check back in with you guys before we
head on out.
Head on out here. This is I just realized that it's like Personal Lies. That's what it's called. Personal Space Lies. But if you say it out loud, Personal Lies, it sounds like Personal Lies. One word.
Oh.
Huh. What if that's,
because you gotta personalize your lies.
I've never said the title of the song out loud, so I've never realized that. But anyways, this is Personal Lies by Joe.
I failed to know. but I didn't.
Once again, that was Personal Lies by Joe. Check out the album if you feel so inclined.
I agree. Yeah, I'm feeling tired right now. I was actually very awake at the beginning. And then I just lost a bunch of games in Super Smash Brothers to some AI. So feel a little sad about that.
Oh, sorry to hear that, Alex.
It's okay.
You got any big plans for break?
First, I'm going home. I'm going to eat Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday with my family.
Nice, nice.
And then I'm going to my girlfriend's on Friday for their Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's exciting.
What about you?
I'm going home tomorrow.
Okay. What's your address?
I'm going home tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Having Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday.
Okay.
Seeing some of my friends on Friday. My grandpa's coming up on Friday.
That's exciting.
To put up the old Christmas tree.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans on going out for your first 21st birthday Thanksgiving bar run?
I did not know that was a thing.
Yeah, people go crazy about going to bars either the day before Thanksgiving or the day after. I don't remember which one.
All right.
Yeah, but like you have a bar, do you have bars near your house?
Yeah, I guess.
Like a social area?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't even know. Well, if you're in my area, Red Bank, New Jersey, there you might find me out there in the wild.
Nice.
I don't know if I'm going to go or not. It depends on what happens, but we will see.
You going Black Friday shopping at all?
Nope, I've never gone Black Friday shopping.
Did it for the first time last year.
Oh, was it super exciting?
It was very chill.
Oh.
No, like riots? It was like Thursday night, and it was like very, like, I didn't go to like, actually I did go to Best Buy. You'd think that would be. But I don't know.
What'd you buy?
I bought something. Oh, I got a game. I got a Switch game at GameStop. Yeah, it's pretty chill. I'll probably do it again. It was fun.
I kind of want to go to one of the places around where people like riot. And I'm like, riot.
Yeah, I could see you being really into that.
I think once I'd get there, I'd be like, oh, this is too much.
It's like a mosh pit without the music.
Yeah. The moshing is just the people screaming about the prices.
I know how much you love to mosh.
I do love to mosh. But I don't like the extreme moshing where everyone's just like, you know, if you're throwing your hands around.
Yeah.
Nah. And there's a certain kind of mosh. You got to be respectful for the people around you, but you can also a little bit of aggression. Yeah. That's what I have to say about that.
All right. Well, from us here at the radio station,
WJRH 104.9.
Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back next week for our final show of the semester.
Final show of the semester. Maybe I'll come on. I'll travel from wherever I am here and be on your show every week
next semester. All
next
right.
Next semester.
All right.
Are you planning on replacing me?
Maybe.
Who you got? You got Leah.
Maybe.
You got. Maybe Alex, another Alex in your show.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll have to see.
I guess Connor.
He does know how to work the sound equipment
very well. Yeah, he will be able to fix it for you. You got Clement. You got Peter. You got whoever else is on the board. I don't know who is. Maybe Hannah, if she gets on the board. Vote for Hannah.
She did tell me she was running.
Radio board, I'm going to vote for her. You should vote for her.
I'm probably going to vote for her.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, everyone have a stellar night. Get some rest. And get prepared to travel as it is.
All right. Thank you for listening. Shout out to my mom and dad. Ooh, and
shout out to my
probably brother for listening. Shout out to Leah for listening.
Shout out to Leah. And I guess I'll still shout out my girlfriend, even though she isn't listening. She's writing an essay right now. And I told her not to listen so she can get it done.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
All right.